Como? We hear some frequency, or is it me? There's some Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. We will start. Maybe Om. Yeah. So still there is some. After the word ends, I see a probably a positive feedback loop or something. Hello? Om, can you hear me? You still hear it? The after effect? Yeah, it's still is there. Om. Om. Om Namah Pani Katyayana Patanjali Bhya Shabda Vidya Sampradaya Kartrubhya Param Rishi Bhyo Namo Mahabhyo Namo Guru Bhya Yena Akshara Samamnayam Adhigamya Maheshwarat Kutsnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Paninaye Namaha Vakyakaram Vararuchim Vashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakaram Cha Pranato Asmi Munitrayam Om Natva Saraswatim Devim Shuddham Gunyam Karomyaham Paniniya Praveshtaya Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudim. They say with me, Ayi Un Rilruk Eon Ayauch Hayavarat Lan Nyamagananam Jabhai Gharadash Jabba Gadadash Kapha Chata Tha Chata Tav Kapai Shasasal Hal Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. Namo Namaha, welcome back. We are in probably the 11th class of Hitopadesha, and we decided to do Hitopadesha and some grammar. Having started with the Ach Sandhi, we will continue with Ach Sandhi today. I'm still getting a... Okay, you're looking into it. Good. Okay, let us see how it goes. So, we started with the fifth Sandhi yesterday because that is one of the easiest Sandhi rule, which is Akas Savarne Dirgaha. But generally, when you start learning the Ach Sandhi, Ach Sandhi. When you start learning the, I know you will need bigger fonts. When you start learning the Ach Sandhi, the first Sandhi that you learn usually is called Yan Sandhi or Yanadesha Sandhi. Yanadesha Sandhi. Why is it called Yanadesha? It is because the Adesha is a Yan. Let us call it Yan Sandhi. Okay. What is a Yan Sandhi? some of you who are learning Panini, 6177. The sutra is Iko Yanachi. What is this Yan Sandhi? Yan Sandhi, it says, again, Samhita. Sandhi means Samhita is important. Samhita means juxtaposition of two characters. They are coming in close proximity of each other. Not for photo op, okay? They are coming in close proximity of each other as in terms of when you enunciate one after the other. And then there is no gap between the two. There are times when you can break it. If you can break it, you can break the sandhi. But there are times when you cannot break it. Okay, samhita ekapade nitya. Between a word, you cannot break between a word. You are supposed to say the whole word. I cannot say ra today and ma tomorrow and expect you to understand what I meant. You follow? I have to say the whole Rama for you to understand the Rama. So the idea is that you cannot break in between a word. You cannot break in between a prefix and a dhatu. And you cannot break between two words of the samasa. Or what if the samasa is five words? Okay, between any words of the samasa, you cannot put a break. You have to say the whole thing. The whole samasa has to be said. That means that the sandhi between the words of the samasa has always got to be done. Yeah, between the upasarga and dhatu, always do it. Within a word means when you have pratyaya, prakriti pratyaya. When pratyaya comes in, the sandhi rules has always got to be done. Which we will see as we go. One of the important sandhi is called Yan Sandhi. This deals with ik. With Maheshwarani Sutrani, can one of you tell me what is an ik? Which letters are the ik letters? Yeah, not la, it is e, u, r, and l. Okay, I need to fix this l. Okay, let us say that this is l. This is ra. Ra that I have sent, let us assume that it is l. Later on, I will fix the keyboard and get the l letter there. For the time being, understand this r is l. So these are your ik letters. These are base vowels. E, u, r, l. Right? Simple vowels. No. So I told you earlier, right, when we were doing Maheshwarani Sutrani, that in between whatever you have the ith letters, they are markers. We don't use them as when we use them as a in a pratyahara. So you form the pratyahara with the marker. But for all other practical purposes, we don't use the marker. You ship an iPhone in the box. But to make a call, you don't need the box. You keep the box aside. So this box, these markers, they are not very useful. They're useful, of course, to form the pratyahara. Okay, so when I form a pratyahara called ach, yesterday when we were saying ach, it is a, e, u, ru. The na is gone. The cha is also gone. These are markers, they are gone. Markers in vyakrana are called it letters. What are they called? It letters. Okay, halantyam. Upadesha antyam hal it syat. In the upadesha, the ending consonant is always an it letter. And its are marker. Pasyato lopasyat. The it markers will always go away. Okay? What will their purpose? They will do their purpose and then go away. It is like a rocket boosters. The boosters will send the rocket up in the sky and then the boosters will drop off. The rocket will continue. Okay? Just to give you some examples. So these are markers. So na, ayun na is a marker. It will be dropped. But what is the main letter are the non-it letters. So when I say ik, you start with e, u. You want me to bring it up? In one of these classes, we did with the ik letters, right? Yeah, there it is. So these markers will be gone. So you start with ik. Ik means e, u, r, and l. You see this? E, u, r, and l. Make sense? We'll see if I can get this l from here. correct. EU is the end. Okay, fair enough. What is a yen? What is a yen? Louder, please. No, yeah. Yen means you start with ya. Don't start with ra. Ik we started with e, right? EU. So yen also you start with ya. So yakara. Okay. Ya va ra la. Right? That a following a yakara. Yakara is followed with a. That a is uchcharanartha only. Okay. When you say ya va ra la, it is not the a. It is yakara, vakara, refa, lakara. You follow? So the yan means yakara is a yan, vakara is a yan, refa is a yan, and lakara is a yan. Not the akara that goes along with it. Akara is uchcharanartha. Then why do we have there? Because without the vowel being there, you cannot enunciate the consonant on its own anyway. Okay? Okay, so yavarala. So what is this sandhi? The sandhi rule says that whenever you have e, u, e, e. Okay, so the e means all the savarna of e is gotten, right? Ya means all the savarna of ya are also brought in. Okay, so e and its savarna e, what is the e and savarna e? So if at all you have e and e, or if you have u and u, or if you have r and dirga rikara, okay, let me put dirga here, or you have a r, right? Because l doesn't have dirga. We saw that. Only the rikara has dirga. So if you have that, then e will be replaced with yakara, u with vakara, r with refa, and l with lakara. This is the sandhi. Okay? So now remember, whenever you have sandhi, you have to have a few things. Okay? First, two letters should come in close proximity. Right? Then one of the letter could get replaced. The prior could get replaced. The latter could get replaced. Or both of them could get replaced. Okay? There are these rules. This sandhi rule is talking about a letter. Whenever a letter, what letter? Whenever, I'm going to give you in English, okay? Very, very clearly in English. Whenever an ik letter, okay, is followed by an ach letter. Ach means a vowel. You know what is ik, right? Ik is what? E, u, r, and l, right? But that means all the dirghas are also considered, okay? Not only those. If letter is followed by an ach, a vowel, then ik is replaced by yan. Is it very clear? Ik will be replaced by yan. Which yan letter will you replace with? Okay, e replaced with ya, u will be replaced with wa, r will replace with refa, and l you replace it with lakara. 1:1. Okay, let us see an example and it will become clear. Okay, let's say we say prati plus ekam. Okay, prati plus ekam. I might have some nice Bhagavad Gita examples also. That is another book that we use sometimes for Vyakaranam. Just keep Bhagavad Gita in front of you and then I can tell you, okay, this shloka in Bhagavad Gita is where you see this usage. But today we'll keep Bhagavad Gita aside. I just want to concentrate only on the sandhi rules. Prati plus ekam. So this is a scenario where you have ikara. You see the ikara? It is not ita. It is ta plus e. Takara plus ikara. Ti. Prati. Prati plus ekam. Then you have prati plus ekam. That ikara is followed with what? It followed with a. You follow? So ikara is immediately followed with ekara. And ekara is an ach. Is ekara an ach? Yes or no? You have to keep Maheshwari Sutrani stapled in front of the seat in front of you, okay? Because sitting and not in the first floor seat. And then have a look at it immediately. What is A? Okay, so Ayun Rulruk Aong Ayauch. So yes, ekara and ach. Yes, ekara is an ach. Ach means a vowel, as I told you. Okay. Is ekara a vowel? Yes. If ekara is a vowel, then that ikara will be replaced with yakara. Prat y. So actually, what is it? It is prat e plus a kam. Right. Now the ikara is followed with ekara. Okay. So what will happen? Prat y. Prat y plus ekam. You see what happened? The ikara got replaced with yakara. Okay. And then what will you have? You will have pratyekam. Clear? Any doubt there? Okay. Maybe too basic for you. Okay. Let us see. Nadi plus atra. But remember, these are not similar vowels. If you had similar vowels, ikara followed by another ikara, then you make that savarna dirgha sandhi. Here it is, that means that the ach is not a savarna ach. If it was a savarna ach, then you do the savarna dirgha sandhi. If it is not a savarna ach, then you do the yan sandhi. Okay? Okay, so ikara followed with an akara. What will you do? Ikara, this is an example with a dirgha ikara. Will become nad. Ya plus atra, nadyatra. Okay, this is an example where you have a dirgha ikara. You make sense? Dirgha ikara plus akara. What did we do? We did a yan, yakara desha. Okay, let us see another one. Manu, Manu plus Antaram. What is happening? Manu plus Antaram. So Ukara is followed with Akara. It is a dissimilar vowel. So what will happen? Ukara will be replaced with Vakara. Va. Va plus antaram. Are you following? Last bench. Will become what? Manvantaram. Manu plus antaram because manvantaram. Let's see another example where you have dirgha. Vadhu plus agamanam. Vadhu plus agamanam. So vadh, what is you have? Vadh, u, dirga. U plus a, gamanam. Vadh, v, a, gamanam. Vadh, va, gamanam. Any doubts here? Let us see one more, okay? Pitru, Pitru is Pita, father, plus Icha, okay? Desire. Pitru plus Icha, that is Rikara. What will happen is that you get Pitru plus Rikara plus Icha, okay? Rikara is followed with Ikara. What will happen here? Rikara will get replaced with Refa. Will become what? Pit R Icha. Pitricha. Any doubts? Ghasl. Some word. Ghasl plus Adeshaha becomes Ghasl Lakara plus adeshaha. Ghasladeshaha. You see, here lakara comes as an adesha because it is lr. I cannot make that for this one. I'm just going to make it like this, okay? Is everybody okay with this? Okay. So, yeah, go ahead. Online is the question. Go ahead. Is there a typo? Online folks usually are very much looking at it. Right? Where is the typo? It is very nice. I like them correcting it. Go ahead, Am. Sorry to interrupt you.
Meaning of this word,
Ghasla. Ghasla. No, actually it is nothing. Gakara, Sakara, they are eight letters. Lr is sakara, lkara is lr is also an it letter. Okay, it's a pratyaya. So the adesha is a ghaslur pratyaya. Okay, that's what it's a meaning. So there's no meaning there. It is a grammatical word.
Thank you.
It is a grammatical word. Okay, so ghaslur adesha. It's a pratyaya. It's a adesha. It's a replacement for a pratyaya. Okay, anyway, it's a ghaslur adesha. It's some combination of words are being created so that the opportunity to do the sandhi comes in. The lrkara, very few words are there, and full few, you will not come to those words. Okay, so then what are we saying here? So I'm going to make this into a formula. Okay, the formula is this. Whenever you have an ik, okay, remember we said this earlier, and this form, ik is followed by a dissimilar, not a savarna, okay, not a savarna, ach, right? Then the ik will be replaced with yan. And whenever it's a replacement, we will make it into a brace bracket. And what about the ach? The ach remains where it was. Okay. So in this case, I'm going to underline the ik because that ik is the sthani, the location where the modification happens. And the yan is your adesha. So in this example that we have, ik is what? Is the sthani. Okay, yan is your adesha. Okay, what about ach? Ach is the nimitta. Ach is the nimitta. Okay. So because of ach being there, whenever ik is immediately followed by an ach, remember that. When the ik is immediately followed by an ach, then the ik will be replaced with what? Will be replaced with a yan. Do you guys all follow this formula now? It is our formula. There's no formula like that. It's just so that you can remember it easily. You see, ik is followed with a dissimilar ach, then this brace bracket means it's a replacement. If it's underlined, means what is being replaced. Only ik will be replaced with a yan. The ach, dissimilar ach, will just continue to follow. Okay, why am I saying this? Because sometimes both will get replaced. Sometimes only the latter will get replaced. Sometimes only the prior will get replaced. Sometimes both will get replaced. Sometimes none of them will get replaced. Sandhi will happen, but none of them will get replaced. Okay? Which you will see later. But do you get this point, what we are saying here? This is an example, yan sandhi. Why is it called yan sandhi? Because yan is your adesha. Yan is an adesha for what? Yan is an adesha for an ik. What is a nimitta? Whenever that ik is immediately followed by an ach. Follow? We saw all the examples. Later on, we will see when we have an example in front of us, how do you break it? Then I'll show you, okay, this was a yan sandhi and it is, this is how it's broken. Okay? We'll do the reverse of ansandhi. This is sandhi. Later on, we'll do ansandhi. Okay? You, there's a question online. Please go ahead.
Kalpeshji, I have a question.
Yes.
This E becomes then ya. E and I is ya. And U,
yeah,
and
you want to say that as ikara becomes yakara.
Okay.
That kara and you say, because kara means ikara, yeah, means e sounding sound.
Right.
Yakara means ear like sounding sound. It means yakara. Omkara, okay, means om sounding sound.
Okay.
Good.
So the ukara becomes then vakara, right?
Yes. Ukara becomes vakara. Hmm.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter if it's rasva or dirgha. That's what we saw in the example. Nadi is an example where it's a dirgha ikara. The dirgha ikara also becomes yakara.
Yakara. Okay.
Okay. And if it is a rasva ikara also, it will become yakara. Okay. So when you're unresolving it, you will ask, when I unresolve it, is it rasva or is it dirgha? How do I know? So let's say you have pratyekam and nadyatra.
Right.
Nadyatra and pratyekam. So nadyatra, is the ikara rasva or dirgha? How do you know? Suppose if I give you a word nadyatra and you were to break it up. Okay, yan sandhi, nadi plus atra. Is it rasva ikara or dirgha ikara? How will you know? The question is, you will not know unless you know the language. So whenever you are breaking the sandhi, you need to know the words to be able to break the sandhi. Make sense?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so that answers your question. The question, as I'm sorry, I sometimes am answering, but I think it's obvious. The question, yes, was being asked is that, is ikara replaced with yakara and ukara with vakara? Yes, yes, that is how it is.
Okay.
Okay, the idea is that when ik is replaced, followed with an ach, ik will be replaced with yan. But whenever a replacement comes, okay, tane antar tamaha, prasange sati sadushatama adesha syat. Whenever an adesha is to replace a sthani, the adesha should be as similar as possible to the sthani. Okay? So, ikara is being replaced with a yan. What is a yan? Yakara, vakara, refa, lakara. What is the location for ikara? Location for ikara? Is it guttural, palatal? Is it labial? Is it dental? Is it cerebral? Ikara? No. What is ikara then? No. Kakara. Akara is guttural. Okay. Ikara. Ikara is what? Ikara is palatal. It's talavya. So when ikara is talavya, then what? One of the replacement you have to choose. Yakara, vakara, refa, lakara. Which will you choose? Yakara. Because yakara is also palatal. Ichu yashanam talu. Rutu rashanam murda. Rutu lasanam danta. Upu padmaniyanam oshtau. Okay. Akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha. What am I saying? If you go to those handouts which are given, all this is given there. Okay, the locations are given. So when you have to replace ikara with a yand, which will you replace it with? Vakarasya dantoshtam. Vakara is a danta and oshta. Whereas yakara is a talavya. And ikara is a talavya. So for ikara, the replacement will be yakara. That we all know now. The replacement will always be very similar to what the sthani looks like. Okay, that is a general rule. But you will also see ikara, yakara will come. After some practice, you will know. You'll do it automatically without even knowing the rule. Then what is the rule for? Rule is for so that you are very sure what is supposed to be done. You can always look, oh, this is the rule. Look at this rule. This rule says that this is how you have to do it. That's how we do it. So we give a number also to the rule, 6177. Okay. The next, that takes care of this particular sandhi. It's called yan sandhi. Okay. The next sandhi is called yanta vanta adesha. So sandhi is being done here in yanta vanta itself. Okay. Let me break it up. Yakara anta yasya. Yakara anta becomes yanta. Okay. Vakara anta becomes vakara anta becomes vanta. Okay. and anta plus adesha becomes antadesha. You follow? Ya anta va anta adesha sandhihi. Ya anta vanta adesha sandhihi. Okay, this looks complicated, but it is very simple. Okay, whenever you have an H, okay, what is an H? A O A O M A I, right? A I O O. So what is H? A O M I ouch. Okay, let us see what is H. If you look at H, is A O M I I are. I and au. This is H. Whenever an H is followed with a, okay, write it down in English. Okay. What are the adesha? Adesha is I of I I of av. Okay, is it clear? So now this is yakaranta. I and I are yakaranta, so you got yanta. This av and av are vakaranta, so it's called vanta. They are your adeshas. Yantas and vantas are your adeshas. What is a nimitta? Nimitta is when ach follows. Okay, let us put an English statement to this. When an ach, H is followed by a vowel. This is a general rule. There will be some exceptions to this, which we will come to later. Okay, so whenever an H is followed by a vowel, vowel means what? An ach, a swara. Then the H is replaced with I, of. Okay. Now it is very obvious. If you look at A, okay. So now it is very obvious. I'm just going to give you, I've already given you the solution, but I'm going to just explain you one or two of them. A means what? A is a diphthong that contains A plus E. Okay. If it contains A plus E, right, what does it contain? It contains a guttural sound, which is kanta. And it also contains a ikara, which is a palatal sound, right, which is talu. Okay. And we know what is kanta talu? Yakara. Yakara is a talu, right? So A will be replaced with what? I. If it is I, then I will be replaced with what? Will be replaced with I. Okay. O will be replaced with what? Av. And au will be replaced with. How will we replace with R? Let us see some examples and make it clear. Okay. So let's say you have Hare plus A. Okay. This happens in the declension of Hari Shabda. In the grammatical morphological rules, when you do declension of Hari Shabda, Harihi, Hari, Harayaha, Hey Hare, Hey Hari, Hey Harayaha. Harim, Hari, Harim, Harina, Haribhyam, Haribhi, Haraye. You see Haraye? So Haraye is actually Hare plus A. Okay, Hare plus A. So your A, because it is followed with a vowel, the A, Hare plus followed with a vowel, the first A will be replaced with what? Ayadesha. Har, I, A. Haraye. Follow? Hare Agacha. Okay. Becomes what? Har I Agacha. Hare Agacha. Okay. Let us take another example. Nai plus akkaha becomes na na ai plus akkaha becomes na ai plus akkaha nayakaha. Nayakaha. Let's see. Tasyai plus idam. Tasyai plus idam. Tasyai plus idam. Tasyai idam. Do you guys agree? You see what we did here? The A, I got replaced with I. Whenever a vowel is following, the vowel has to follow. I is followed with another vowel, A. Then I got replaced with I. Yes, no, maybe. Now he says Tushad. Madam Tushad. How do you say that? Tushad? Madam Tushad? How do you spell it? Yeah, Tushad. T-U-S-S-A-D. Right? But it's a French, so that's why I'm always asking how do you pronounce it? French, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how to say that. That's what Swamiji says. This when we with the mask, because it's very hard to see your expressions. Are you like, okay, what are you saying? That's what it always looks like. Okay, tasya idam. Okay, let's see another example. Vishnu plus A. Okay. This is Vishnu. Haru Guru. Gurave. Gurave Namaha. We say that, right? So this becomes Vishnave. Vishnu av plus a becomes Vishnave. So you get the picture, right? Let's say pau plus akaha. Another example. Pau plus akaha becomes p au plus akaha. P av plus akaha. Pavakaha. So here what happened? The au got replaced with av when the nimitta a follows. Okay. So again, let us go with our formula. Right? Our formula is this. H, when an H is followed with an ach. Again, the replacement is only for the H. Okay, what is the replacement? The replacement will be, I, of. In the order. Because H is what? A, O, I, au. Right? That is what an H is. So in the order will be I, av, I, av. Okay. These two adeshas are yakaranta and these two adeshas are vakaranta. That is why the Sandhi rule is called yanta and vanta adesha. yantavantadesha sandhi. Okay, you'll see the usage very, it is very proliferous. Okay, in lot of places, everywhere in the language, you will see this usage. Bhashyam, you just pick up yantavanta sandhi everywhere. Yanachi yan sandhi also everywhere. Okay. These are very good tools. Once you do some sandhis, you'll enjoy it. Everywhere you will see the sandhis and you'll be able to break them up. Okay. So this is Yanta Vanta Adesha Sandhi. Are you guys with me? Yeah. Yeah, I think most of them are common. Because both of them are common. Yeah, there are more. We'll go with. You see, the problem is, you know, you cannot say, okay, the common ones I'm going to learn. Because then when the one of the word which you're looking at happens to be the non-common one, right? But I don't think so that you have something like that which says is the common is not common. The thing is that when you're talking about one sandhi, you always say this is a very frequently used sandhi. And I will say that for all the sandhis anyway. Okay, make sense? Okay. Now we have two more sandhis coming in. One sandhi is called guna sandhi. The third sandhi is called guna sandhi. Again, why is it called guna sandhi? Because the adesha is guna. Guna is your adesha. What is guna? Okay, remember the letter akara, ekara, and okara are called guna letters. What are they called? Guna letters. This is actually a grammatical term, guna. Okay. This is how diphthongs are formed. Then akara, akara, aikara, and aukara. These are called vruddhi letters. Adeng gunaha, ikko gunavruddhi. Adeng gunaha, vruddhi radait. Adeng gunaha. The first Panini Sudra says vruddhi radait. Akara, aikara, and aukara are called vruddhi. Adeng gunaha, the akara, ekara, and okara are called guna letters. Okay. What is this guna? We will see. Later on, I'll explain you what is the meaning of this guna and vruddhi. Right now, let's look at the sandhi rules. Okay. So, what is this? These rules are dealing with only this guna sandhi rule. It's saying that whenever you have akara, okay, or akara is followed by ikara or ikara, right? Okay. Then they replace both of them with ekara. Is saying how the diphthong is formed. Akara plus ikara will give you a diphthong ekara. Similarly, akara or akara, when it's followed by ukara or ukara, then you form the guna letter O. Okay. Akara or akara is followed by rikara or dirgha rikara. Then you replace that with a, not only a, you also bring in the murdhanya component, which is repha. You have akara or akara and is followed by rikara. It's followed by rikara. There's no dirgha rikara. Then you replace it with an al. This type of a sandhi is called guna sandhi. Why is it called guna sandhi? Because your adesha is one of the guna letters. Because your adesha is one of the guna letters, it is called guna sandhi. Okay, when we look at the example, it will become clear. This is what he's saying is that whenever you are making a sound in which there are two vowels, one vowel is at the kantha and the other could be a labial u or could be a palatal e. Or could be a dental r, or could be a cerebral re, then you cannot say those two vowels together. Okay, because for example, if you have e ikara followed by ukara, e u e u u u u u u, it becomes u. You see that? E u e u u u. When you say them really close to each other, it becomes yakara ukara. That is the yan sandhi. In the yan sandhi, the ikara when it's followed with ukara, e will be replaced with ya. That's the yan sandhi. But here it is the kanta akara. The guttural sound a or a when it's followed by a vowel. When it's followed by e, then a plus e will become a e I I I I I a. Language allows you to replace it with an a. So that's why a is a diphthong, which consists both a and e sounds together, one after the other, not together, one after the other. The a sound, and that is why the a is always dirgha also, because both the sound a and e are included in it. So in this guna sandhi, let us see an example. The example deva plus indraha d a de v a plus e indraha. Now you don't apply yan sandhi, because in yan sandhi it is a ik followed with an ach. You see, in the yan sandhi it is the ikara followed with an ach, whereas in this sandhi you have the akara. Remember, in guna sandhi it always be akara, all left side will be akara. That akara is followed with what? Is followed with ikara. Okay, and when you have that, this slight still at the end, it gives a hum at the end of every word. It's like you're ringing a bell at the end of every word. No, maybe not. Okay, maybe my ears are ringing. Dev a plus Indra. Dev a plus Indra. So a plus e, what will you get? You'll get a. Dev a Indra. Devendra. Okay. Here, what is important thing to know, okay, is that the guna sandhi is not replacement of the prior letter. The first two sandhis we saw the prior letter getting replaced. The latter remained as it is. Remember, in this also, I forgot to mention this, but the ach remained as it is in the yanta vanta sandhi. In the iko enachi, in the ik sandhi also, the dissimilar ach that followed, it remained as it is. Only the ik got replaced with yan. Okay, so wherever the modifications are happening, let's put some color there. Only the ik got replaced with yan. The ach remained as it is. In here also, the h got replaced with i of respectively. But the ach remained as it is. Okay. Well, that is not the case here. Deva plus Indra, the a plus e, both are replaced with a. Okay. Let us see some more example. Maha plus Indra. Maha a plus Indra. Maha Indra. Mahendraha. Is the A plus E got replaced with A? Same. A. We'll take any one of this left and one of this right. Okay. You got A kara. Yes. Are we good? Okay. Let's see some other example. Surya. Suryaha. Not yaha, surya plus udayaha, sunrise. Surya plus Udayaha. Akara followed with Ukara. What will you do? Ukara. Suryo, Suryo, Dayaha. Suryo, Dayaha. Okay? Let's say Maha plus Utsavaha. Maha plus Utsavaha. Maha Utsavaha. Mahotsavaha. Yes? Any questions? Any doubts? Let me give you some more examples and see what happens, okay? Sapta, Sapta plus Rushayaha becomes Sapta plus Rushayaha. A plus R will get what? Will get R. Sapar Shayaha. Okay. Maha, Maha plus Rishihi. Becomes Maharshihi. Maha plus Rishihi becomes Maharshihi. Tava plus, let us say, Lrkaraha. Okay. Tava plus Lrkaraha. Tav Alkaraha. Aval Karaha. A plus L. Make that as L. A plus Z becomes R. R. Okay. So this is a sandhi where whenever you have an avarna. Avarna. Avarna means it could be akara or akara. Okay. When it is followed by what? Followed by an ik. E-u, l-l-l. When it is followed by an ik. Okay. Then both of them. I'm going to mark both of them as underlined. Urva Parayoho Ekadesha Syat. What is the Adesha? The Adesha will be what? Gunaha. The Adesha will be a Guna. Because the Adesha is a Guna, it's called Guna Sandhi. When Akara or Akara is followed with Ekara or Aikara, or Akara or Akara is followed with Okara or Aukara, then what happens is that this will get replaced with Aikara and this will get replaced with Aukara. This is coming next. Is called Vruddhi Sandhi. Okay. This one, 6-1, 6-1, 87. This is 6-1, 78. Guna Sandhi. Okay, let's put in a statement for the Gunasandhi. Okay. Whenever a or a, which is avarna, is followed by, okay, ik, then a guna comes as a replacement for both. Both means prior and latter. Okay. Note, if the guna is a replacement for zi or li, then it should be followed with refa or lakara. Oh my god. I just complicated it for you, right? No, but it is just exactly what I was explaining earlier. Guna means A, O, and A. And if A is coming in the place of Rikara, it will be A. In the place of Rikara, it will be Adu. You see this? With examples? Any questions? It's always good when you do sandhi and no questions. Yes, go ahead. Varna is a letter. Is a letter. Letter. Yeah, that's a letter. Yeah, it's a letter. So when you say A, A Varna means what, you know? It is the A letter. A letter means what? A, all of them coming together. All the 18 forms of Akara. We saw yesterday, right? A means what? Rasva Dirga Pluta, right? Three. And then Udatta Anudatta Swarita, 3 into 3, 9. And nasalized and non-nasalized, 9 into 2, 18. All those 18 form together is called Avarna. All the 18 forms together of Ikara is called Ivarna. All the 18 forms of Ukara is called Uvarna. All the 18 forms of Zikara is called Zivarna. All the 12 forms of Rikara is called Rivarna. Yeah, so there are two. Yeah, so that is called Stani. Stani means that is the location where the modification is happening. If you look here, right, in this case, right, Na A, Nai plus Akaha. This I is the one gets replaced with I, isn't it? Whereas this is only a nimitta. Only a nimitta would be what in English? Huh? Yeah, it will be only an instrument. Nimitta. It is just an instrument. It is a cause. It is not actually taking part in the modification. It comes because it being there, because I is followed with a vowel, I gets replaced with I, that vowel will remain as it is. Okay, so whatever remains as it is, we are just saying it remains as it is. Yes, but this brace bracket which I have means it's a replacement that comes. Okay, the square bracket on the left side means this is the condition that is there, and this is what happens after the condition is met, after the rule is done. So that is the left and right. The left side is saying that what is a prior letter, what is a latter letter. If the prior letter or latter, if one of them is underlined, that means that is where the modification is happening. It will get replaced. The brace bracket is telling you what the replacement is. The formula. You can ignore the formula as long as you know that the various examples, then you can ignore the formula. It is just a shorthand. Any questions online, friends? No questions. Good. A lot of homework. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. We'll bring in some Hitopdesha again tomorrow and then go back to Sandhi. Well, let's see how it goes tomorrow, right? We don't plan. Namo Namaha.